It took forever for that one to save. I was like, oh my God, what if my mixer, this Rodecaster Pro 2, gets stuck? You know, I'm timing this pretty well. I'm going to end almost right on time, give or take a minute. So I don't know exactly how long my closing music is, so we'll see how this goes, folks. I'll probably go a little bit longer just so that I'm, you know, hit the full hour. We'll see. We'll see how it goes. Okay, let's kick this pig. Today is Friday, September 22nd, 2023, and my name is Adam. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Geeky Gay. This is the show where I talk about my life 5 days a week, and you listen. And today is no different. It is National Girls Night. It is also National Legwear Day. So if you wear legs, then celebrate. I don't know. I learned somewhere that socks will make your hair fall out. I don't know. Is that leg wear? I'm not really sure. It's footwear, I guess. It's also National White Chocolate Day. Let's take a look at this National Girls Night Day. Grab your besties on September 22nd. It's National Girls Night. It encourages women to gather with their best friends for a night in to relax, recharge, and foster meaningful connections. Of course, there are many ways to celebrate a girls' night, whether you stay in or go out. The night invites women to reconnect and celebrates life together. Choose to cook together or seek out your favorite restaurant, enjoy a book club together or a movie night, catch a game or play a game while catching up with each other. You know, every single week, they could catch up. And yeah, see what I did there? See, well, I don't know if anybody sees what the Pride 48 folks see what I did there, because we had a surprise today of catching up. It was billed as, and I didn't even talk about this, I don't think. I recorded all five of these at one time, and I still don't remember what I talked about on Monday. I record daily and I don't remember. I have literally recorded five. This is my fifth episode in a row right now. I do not remember if I said this on Monday's show, but Joe Batance, I was so stressed out because he said he was going to do this is your life anti-Scott. And I do not like drama. I don't like drama, and it circles around me. It circles drama and me. We're just like, you know, two peas in a pod. I don't like it. I don't like drama. But anyway, so I was like, no, Joe, come on. You know, don't don't do that. Don't just be nice. Everybody needs to be nice. And so anyway, long story short, too late. He ended up just doing a very small segment that was very respectful. I think he pulled some clips of I feel like those were actual clips of Auntie Scott doing voice work, although I'm not sure. Because I can't say for certain. They could have just been random, but I feel like they were Auntie Scott. So he had like a 2 or 3 minute, you know, segment. And then it was catching up. And everybody was so excited because Mike, you know. Because Mike, and it was fun. So they did catching up, and that was great. And so all you girls out there can catch up for National Girls Night. So let me see what I had on the Trello to talk about. The first thing, let's go ahead and do this now because I don't want to run out of time. And let's play a voicemail, shall we?
Hey, Adam, this is
Gary
in Gary? Portland. I just wanted to thank you, and I would also call the mix and thank Daniel too, but thank you for organizing the Pride 48. I've enjoyed all the live streaming events over the years, and also the beat of seeing you and meeting you in person. I remember that first time, and Las Vegas, where I didn't know who you were until that Sunday. And then that's Adam. And anyway, I remember that. That's one of the highlights. And it's been good. And I appreciate all that y'all have done. And I thank you for your hard work for getting this thing organized this weekend. And I'm looking forward to being in the chat room and talking. And just thank you. Just get some rest when you can. And thank you for doing all this for us. And I've enjoyed it. And I'm glad that I've got to know you as a friend. Thank you. Bye.
Well, thank you, Gary. I appreciate the call, and I always appreciate the thanks. We love doing it. I love doing it. There is some work involved. There's some stress. You know, like I said, people back out and don't know how to open a Zoom link. Windy. But it's fun. And we've said it a million times, but the stream is not going away. We're just stopping this. Apparently, I do have one more voicemail. I'm probably going to go over the hour here, but let's play. Well, let's start the closing music first, I think. And then let's play the voicemail.
Hey, I think I heard on your Wednesday show that someone called in. I don't remember who it was, but they called in and said that they forgot to leave their name in the previous message. Is that, like, if that's required, maybe you should add that to your answering message. You know what I'm saying? That's all I'm saying.
And of course, I mean, why didn't you just, first of all, thank you, caller, for calling in and not giving us your name. I should just not say who that is at all. I know who it is, but I should not say the name. But I feel like, you know, if you're going to call and give advice, you should have really called and, you know, corrected my audio or something. Maybe you could call in and say, you know, I'm a world famous podcaster. And if you ever need help with your audio, I can help you out. Daniel in the chat room says they sound very wise. By the way, Daniel in the chat room, I'm gonna want you to start the after hours if that's gonna work with you, because I'm gonna need to go pee and do some things like that. Okay, so let's look on the Trello and see what else I had left to talk about. You guys are going to be like, why don't you use Trello all the time? You had different topics every day. This is great. I want to go to Twitter and just look at X, and look at a few Twitter comments that I had. So Kathy Bacon messages me on X and says, is your mom leaving your sister Tabitha to you in her will? And how is Sydney, the dog, enjoying her aunt's visit? Oh my God, guys. Sydney hates Tabitha. I can't tell if they're playing. I mean, it feels like hatred. She does not. And Tabitha, the roles are reversed, because when my parents had Shane, he was much older than Sydney. And Sydney would do things like, he would come in the doggy door and Sydney would jump on his head and stuff like that. And Shane was very calm and docile and all of this kind of stuff. And he would just take it, you know, and not anything. Now, Tabitha is a puppy and she is so full of energy and she does not know how to play not rough. And Sydney is almost 10 years old now. And Sydney is, I mean, ripping a new, but I mean, Tabitha is bigger than Sydney now, because, you know, she's a cocker and she, I don't know. I mean, I don't think Sydney likes her. And I keep telling Sydney, I'm like, well, this is kind of your retribution for how you treated Shane. Because now the roles are reversed. But I mean, Sydney is having none of it. Sydney will not go out of the doggy door or come back in right now because Tabitha jumps on Sydney's head. So the roles are completely reversed. Anyway, Auntie Vera says, today's show, you had begging for voicemails, and yet one of mine is sitting in your queue. Yeah, I played it this weekend. You're welcome. And Kathy Bacon on X says, talk about a walk down memory lane. Live it up. Sorry I had to bail on your game. Great job, though. Yeah, I did a Pride 48 game show. And it went pretty well. I mean, we had to fill an hour and a half. And Taffy and I, we barreled through. We had a bunch of questions that were submitted. And I felt like a lot of those questions were hard because a lot of them were like pod-fated shows. And nobody goes and reads the descriptions of podcasts. Like ever. Who goes and reads the descriptions of podcasts? They're pretty much an afterthought. But it was like, fill in the blank. You can hear the game show recording, Daniel asks, somewhere on Pride 48 on the events page once I post them. So I will let you all know. You know, my timing was pretty impeccable. I may be like 30 seconds over, but pretty good. All right, everybody, for the last time, for more episodes, you can go to geekygay.com. You can email me, adamburns.uk@gmail.com. You can call 479-221-9393, and you can find many more LGBT and LGBTQ+ friendly podcasts at pride48.com. I'll talk to you guys on Monday. Have a good weekend, everyone. Bye.
This show is a proud member of the Pride 48 Podcasting Network. Check out more great shows at pride48.com.
Okay, I have like 15 more seconds, but I could have just ended it there to sound really professional. Thanks, chat room, for being so nice to me and sticking around and chatting. That was a lot of fun, and I am going to log off now. So hopefully you'll hear Daniel after me, because I'm going to go pee. Bye, everyone.